Blog Talk Radio.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me. Crying.
complain.
So good, and I really wanna thank you, Lord.
Hello, 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 hello. I pray that everybody's doing well tonight. Thank you for joining us on tonight. This is Prolific Fire, and I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. On tonight, we will be hearing from Prophetess Pate, and I pray that the word of the Lord that comes from her mouth will be a blessing to each of you. Listen carefully, but before I put on the air, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you strengthen your speaker on tonight, Lord God, that you use her mightily, Lord God, to bless somebody, Lord God, to help deliver somebody, Lord God, to heal somebody's spirit on tonight, Lord God. Bless your people, feed your people, Lord God, and strengthen your speaker in the name of Jesus. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pate. Pate, you on the air.
Thank and praise God for his goodness and his grace and his mercy on tonight. I thank and praise God for what he's doing. I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. I thank and praise God for allowing me to come on and minister to you all. I thank and praise God that I pray that I would say something that you all will be able to take it and dwell on it and think on some things. And I thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God for his word. His word is good all by himself. I want to thank and praise God that we are not to take God for granted, as some of us do. And sometime in our life, we take God for granted, and we don't even know it, and we do. I thank God all the time because if I feel like sometime if I don't read the word or don't give him praise or don't give him thanks, I don't feel like I've done enough to. I feel like I'm taking him for granted when I don't do those things because I know how good and how great God that he is. And I owe God everything. I owe God my life. I owe God everything. He died for us and he gave his life for us. So I like and thank and praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for enabling me to be able to get on tonight and be able to minister to your people and speak to them about how to not take you for granted, how to love on you, how to give back what's due to you. And Lord, help us, Lord God, to learn how to do those things. Lord, as you, Lord God, I begin to talk on and share things, Lord, what you're putting in my heart. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to, Lord, let the word, Lord God, that comes out of my mouth, Lord God, be acceptable to you, God. And, Lord God, that it will help those that need it, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for blessing Prophet Stacy to allow me to come on. In Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. I thank and praise God for everyone that's on tonight. I thank and praise God for everything. And we all to not to take God for granted. I know I try to do my best every day. I try to live according to what his words say. Sometimes I err, but I ask God to forgive me. I pick myself up, go back and do, get in the word and the things that I do, I ask God to help me to get it right. Because whether we know it or not, God, everything that we do for God, we owe him that. We owe him the praise. We owe him our life. We owe him when we get up in the morning. We owe him our thank you. We owe him, Lord, you are so worthy to be praised. We owe God everything that we do. So we all not to take him for granted. And sometimes in our life we do, and we don't even know it. Sometimes we probably don't even see it, but we do. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to tell us some of the things that we ought to take God for granted. Some of us may have afflicted in our body, and some of us may be going through things we may not have what we want, and we may not have the finest clothes and the nicest home and the money in our bank account like we want to have it. But we still ought to thank God for what we do have and don't take him for granted, because one thing I learned in life, sometimes we may see, it may seem like he's not there. It may seem like, oh, well, my life don't mean nothing to me. And still give God praise for your life. He put you here for a reason. You're not here for nothing. God say we was heavenly made. He made us, and we was heavenly made. So what he made, it was good and very good. So we need to thank God for where we are in him. We may not be where we want to be, but thank God for where you at in him. Don't take him for granted. Sometimes we do things, and we'll say, it's okay. It's all right if I did this or I said that. No, it's not okay. No, it's not all right. We have to go to God. Sometimes we don't even look at it. And I look at many people. They are ministries. They are. They sing gospel, and they really know God, but do they serve him? Do they really give their all to him? No, they don't, because I don't know about you all, but this for me. I'm gonna say for me, because not everybody is where I'm at. I don't like to. Once God saved me, he saved me, and that everything that I used to do in the world, I don't do it no more. I don't want to do it. I used to listen to a lot of sacred music. I used to listen to blues. I used to listen to R&B. I had certain ones that I liked it. And so when I got saved, I learned to appreciate God. And I changed partners. And I listened to worship music. I listened to certain gospel songs. When I see people saying that they love the Lord, they wholly deny, they sanctified, and they filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit, and then when you look around, you doing what the world do. And I feel like that's taking God for granted. Maybe you don't agree with what I'm saying. And that works for those that do that, but it does not work for me, because the word tells us when I was a child, I spake as a child, and when I became a man, I put away childish things. And I feel in my spirit that God is letting us know when we need to put away, when we become in Christ, you put away those old things. They supposed to pass away and all become new. We're supposed to be new totally all over. Music, that don't just go with just the way you live. That also go with what you listen to. I was just reading in the Word not long ago where we have to be careful what we put in our ears or what we listening to, or even what our eyes see, or what we may, even around certain environments, we even have to watch it. And we take God for granted so many times, because we say that we're this person, whatever, but we're really not living according to the way he wants us to live. And I thank and praise God. I ask God all the time, and sometimes I used to say, Lord, save me no more, but I stopped saying that, because once you become saved, you already say, now my word is, Lord, deliver me if anything in the inside of me that's unpleasing to you. Deliver those things, Lord, that's causing me to sin against you, because I feel like I'm taking you for granted when I'm not giving you my all and giving you my undivided attention. God is a jealous God. God don't want just part of us. He wants all of us. And once he have all of us, those things that we asking him for, those prayers that we wonder why they're going unanswered, okay, check your relationship with God. Check how the way you're living. Check the things you put in your ear. They are spirits. The spirit comes, and I don't know about you all, but when I around certain people, it bothers me. It does something to my spirit, because I know they're supposed to live live for Christ, but they say and they listen to any and everything, and they doing what the world doing. I'm like, no, this is not how God would say. This is not the way he wants us to live. I feel like we take him for granted so many times when we don't look in his word, when his word tells us to do things. His word tells us to keep keep his commandments. And I know sometimes we err and we fail by the commandment, because I do. But then you pick yourself, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Teach me how to learn of you. Teach me how to love you. I tell people so many times, how can you say you love God and you do what the world doing too? The word say we got to love one and we have to hate the other. When you can't love two masters, it ain't gonna work. That's just like a husband and a wife. A husband will go out there and he'll cheat on his wife, and he'll say he loves her, and but I love her, but I like my wife. No, 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 no. You gonna love one, and the other one ain't gonna mean all that to you. Sometimes they say those things just to get what they want. And that's how we do God. Sometimes we do things and we give God what's due to him. And when we get what we want, we pull away from God. And we don't do the things we used to do no more. That prayer life that we used to have, we don't do that because God gave us that car and God gave us that house and he gave us that big old bank account. And we don't do that. We don't go to prayer like we used to. We don't fast and we don't read and we don't go into worshiping. And we don't give what he say give to his give to him. But then something go wrong. Well, Lord, we go to call it on him. God, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Then you want to come to him then. And that's why I say that's what I call taking him for granted, because the same thing you do to get what you want from God, keep doing it when trouble comes. See, let me tell y'all something. I was told some news. I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to wait till after God worked the miracle, but I think I'm going to share this. I was told some news not long ago that my baby has something called scoliosis. And Lord knows in heaven, I seen and I have heard of something. I've never seen nothing like that before in my life. And when the doctor said those things, I didn't get fear and I didn't start getting down, and we went in, me and Prophet Stacy, we went into prayer, and we said, God brought her through 30-something, and he going to bring her through this right here, and I didn't just start praying now. I've been praying, and I keep on praying because I know, and I was always taught, you don't start praying when trouble comes. You pray now. You pray right now, and that way, when it comes time for whatever to come up, that prayer been already been manifest. See, it's already done what she got to go through with. All she got to do is lay there and let God manifest himself. And he's going to do a job of marvelous and wonderful work because she loved God. That little girl loved God. She prays him. She dances. She sings. And she said, and she even speaks faith. She said, when I get well, when I go through what I go through, when I get well, I'm going to dance. And she said, and I'm going to sing. And she already talking about what she going to do. See, she already been taught to praise him right now, to give him. She ain't been close strips. And see, that's how God wants us to do. He don't want us to just wait. He don't want us when trouble come or when we need something to come to him. You know what? God is good to us all day long. When we go to him, he know we don't deserve it. He still give it to us. And he said, this is my child, and I love this young lady. I love this young man, and I love him, and I'm going to give them what they want. And he does it because he loves her. But see, we don't love like that. We look at if a person do us wrong, we gonna turn around. We ain't gonna think like God, like Christ tells us. He tells us not to. He tells us that we're supposed to love one another. But then a grudge come in our heart. Then when hatred come in our heart, and then we have pride, and he hates pride according to his word. So help us, let us not use him for granted. Let's be, I love you, Lord, all the time. I thank you, God, for what you're doing. Lord, I don't have but a little taste of money, but I thank you for it, and I appreciate you because I could not have nothing. Lord, I don't have the finest home, but, Lord, I'm not in the cold. And, Lord, I'm not out there. It may not be won't. But Lord, I'm not walking. I'm driving, Lord. Just thank you for what the little lemon you gave me. And Lord, I thank you for the little box you gave me. It may not be much to others, but guess what? If you appreciate it, if you keep it clean, and you honor God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and when you honor God, you take care of that little with the meal that you have, He will bless you with being. But once He bless you, He wants us to appreciate us. He don't want us to use it and be. And that's why I say don't take God for granted, because we do these things. We really do. I see a lot of people. I see a lot of people, celebrities, and some of them say they pastors, and they singing and they preaching. They preaching God one day and they singing R&B the next day. I don't think that's God. I know it's not God. God don't work like that. He loves us, and he was there for us when we were going through, when we were coming up. He loves us to and He wants us to show that same love towards Him. But see, the thing about God is He knows that we're going to fail, and He knows we're not going to do Him like He does us. But He still loves us the same. But I feel that as though that I owe God my life. I owe God all of me. When I was coming up, I was going everywhere, and I know that things supposed to be happening to me, and they did not, because God had a shield of protection over me. And that's when even when I didn't even know Him, He was right there. When people done me wrong, I still had to love them, no matter how they done. And even in family right now, they're all torn which way, but we still have to love them and pray and ask God. I hate to see someone to stand up, and God have done work many miracles in their life, and then they act like they don't even know who He is. And when people bring and say, you that miracle working person, you that faith person, you that woman that love God, and when you around certain people, you don't even want to acknowledge what you're talking about or who they talking about. You don't, like you don't even remember. Don't use Him. Like, don't use God. Don't use Him. God is that type of God that He looks beyond all of our faults, and He see our needs. God does those things to us, and He don't want us to take Him for granted. Let's not take Him for granted. Let us love on God. Let's give God His glory. Let us, even when we fail in area, well, Lord, I'm not strong in this area. Can you help me, Lord God? Lord God, this music, I like to listen to the R&B music, but God, I love you too. Can you help me change, Lord, those? Can you put a woman in my spirit for you? Can you put the Lord God on my heart to want to read your word, God? Tell God how you want Him to do it. He would do it. I know He would. I was the type of person I didn't like to read. But then when I got into the word of God, y'all may not believe it. When I was in school, I ain't learned nothing in school. School wasn't a place that I really wanted to be at, because I wasn't learning anything, and it wasn't teaching me nothing. So really, to me, school was just like a place that I just went and hung out and socialized and just act out. But then when I got out of school, I paid for it, because if I hadn't been paying attention and if I was doing the things that I needed to do, then maybe my life would be better. But see, I thank God, because it got even better because I started reading the Word at 14 years old. And people was wondering how you know so much about the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, God will teach you how to love Him. He will teach you how to have a relationship with Him. He will teach you how to treat that woman, that man, that boy, and that girl that spitefully misuse you. He will teach you how to do those things. He will teach you words that you wouldn't even think you would know. He will show you. And that's why I say God is an awesome God. And I thank and praise God so many times because I, especially sometimes I sit down and I go to think and my mind go back to memory lane when I was coming up and I used to sit up and say, well, Lord, I don't know about this here. I deserve this here. I don't know. But you know what? God showed me. Look where you was then and look at where you at now. And see, I learned to appreciate where I was, and I prayed my way. I prayed. I gave him praise, and I gave him thanks. I wish him. I danced, and I even give God what's due to him. And sometimes, if I feel like I'm taking him for granted, it's sometimes the way I think. Oh, Lord, God, forgive me, Lord. I don't need to think that way, Lord. Forgive me for thinking that way and help me to get myself together with you. Because if we go around and we being ashamed of him, God's word say he going to be ashamed to own us before his Father, which is in heaven. So let us not take him for granted. Let us do and love on God like he wants us to, because God's word is a true living God, and he will do just what you ask him to do. These things, how we get the blessings and the favor of God is because we are his children, because we walk in him, and as we walk in him, we are to live for him. And I thank and praise God every day of my life. I praise every day, and me and Prophet Stacy, we get together and we touch and agree on other prayers, and on Friday on Faith 109, I pray, and I just have a prayer life with God, because I don't know nothing else but to give him what's due to him, and I'm trying not to take him for granted, and I tell God all the time, Lord God, you know, sometimes I used to sit and wonder, well, Lord, my marriage ain't where I wanted it, but you know what? I said, God told me, he said, well, it ain't where it used to be either. And you got to look at with the things that, you stop looking at the bad and things the worst and look at the good, what's in it. And see, that's the thing. We look at the bad and the worst of things, start looking at what the good things that God is bringing out. And even if you don't even see it, still praise him. Still praising for the good things that's coming. Although Sarah, she praised him and things went on with her, but she still praised him and she still gave God. Although she probably wanted to curse and she wanted to say things that she wanted to say, she held her tongue, but she still did what God wanted her to do. And later on, the praise and the victory, it had won. And I thank and praise God. David was all kind of things, but when he took his eyes off of God and did the things that he done, he had sense enough to go back and pray and talk to God and tell God he was sorry. And see, he felt like in his time he was taking him for granted. And see, sometimes we got to learn how to do like David. We got to learn to do like Noah. We got to learn to do like Moses. Moses probably didn't want to go and lead those children. Moses probably didn't want to do those things. Cause I can tell that just by reading about my Moses, it looked like he just reading about like somewhere down the line, he was getting an attitude because it was always something coming back to him that God wanted him to do. And see, we got to learn how to appreciate God and stop taking him for granted. Thank him for the things that you don't have. Praise him for the things that's coming. Love on him. Help God. And love, y'all know it or not, we have a lot of things that have spirit in it. And we need to pray and ask God to show us, Lord, what is spirit? Because there's some spirits on this earth we don't even know about. According to the word of God, they going to come up on the earth and things going to be lurking and we don't know nothing about it. So we need to put prayer, we need to get in our prayer closet, we need to pray and say, Lord, you show me these things that's coming up, this other devil, so I can be prepared for them. Music have spirits in them. Some things you watch on TV, movies, they have spirits. And if you look at, if you go around certain people and they don't talk a certain way, you have to be careful. Because them spirits, you ain't strong enough, they'll jump off that person, jump up on you. And you be acting a certain type of way and feeling some kind of way, and you don't even know what's wrong with you because it's what you was attached to. Because you're not being careful how you read the word. You're not being careful because you're out of the will of God. And you use him for granted by getting out his will and doing what you want to do. And see, that ain't what God wants. He wants us to love him. He wants us to give him our all. I don't see how nobody can say God called them to be an evangelist and a pastor and a prophet and a earth or a mother, whatever you say God called you to be, and you doing just what the world doing. And then you get right back in church and you buy the exercise. Cause it ain't gonna profit you no good. And you doing the same thing over and over, and then you almost say it again, and you sit up there wondering why this here happened, why that right there going on, and why this person here acting crazy, why this here looking fun, and where this bill come from, and how my bank account, how money coming up missing. So, see, sometimes things have consequences, and we don't even know it. So I thank and praise God for his word on tonight to teach you all how not to take God for granted. Because we take him for granted in many ways and don't even know it. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to share something with you all tonight. And I thank and praise God. And I ask God every day to bless us and to help us to walk according to his word. I tell God all the time. I even give him his word back. God love us. And I feel like if he love us, we ought to love enough and think enough to him and give him what's due to him. Because we owe him, whether we know it or not. We owe him. He died on the cross for us. He was pierced in the side. He was beaten. He was bruised because of us. He did those things for us because he knew if he had not have done those things, you know what, where would we be? I know I'll be dead. Where would we be? God did those things because he loved us. So let us not take him for granted. Let us love on him. And as I get ready to pray tonight, and I pray that you all who, if this goes for someone to this, just receive it and ask God and pray and say, God, don't let me use you. Don't let me use regret. Because some of us, we do. We put so many things before God. And we don't put him first. We put so many things before him. His word already tells us he's a jealous God. He already tells us that put him first. He already say, hate one and love the other. He already tells those things. To seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. These things will be added unto us if we only just trust him and believe him and live by his command. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your word. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Lord, help us not to take you for granted. Help us, Lord God, to get in your word and seek your face like never before. There's so many things are going on around us. So much trouble, so much killing. Lord, just look at our nation, how the president election race is fighting against each other, God. Lord God, we have no one but to trust you. Lord, I trust you, Lord, in everything, because your words say, Lord, to trust you, Lord God, in all our way, acknowledge you, Lord, and you will direct our paths, Lord. It said, lead not to all our understanding, in our own understanding, but, Lord God, in all our way, acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. And, Lord, I thank you. So, Lord, direct us, Lord. Lead and guide us, Lord. Give us that ear to hear. give us that ear to hear what your word is saying, Lord. And then, Lord, not only just hear it, Lord, let us be a doer of your word, God. Help us to walk in your will. Give us the strength. Lord God, touch our heart that we would love, Lord God, like you want us to love, God. Lord, help us not to take you for granted, God. Because, God, we owe you our life. We owe you all, Lord God. And, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to know you, God. I always say just to love you is to know you, God. Help us to love you, and, Lord, that we would know you. Lord God, help us to read, Lord, your word, Lord God. Help us, God, to be those type of believers that you are looking in these last days, Lord, because you said you coming for a church, Lord God, without a spot or wrinkle or any such blemish, Lord. And, Lord, that means, Lord God, you coming for a church that's right, Lord, that's clean, Lord God. Help us to be that church that you coming for in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you, Lord, for everyone on the line. And, Lord, any prayer questions that they got up for you, for them, Lord God, I ask you to, Lord, touch them, Lord, grant them, Lord. Find what is finance, Lord. What if they need you to work out a situation with a job, Lord God? Bless that job to come forward, Lord God. And, Lord God, every application that they done put out already, we ask you to open door of the hearts of the people. Open up their heart, Lord, because they can't do it unless you to open up their heart to do it. Touch their heart that they would look over the application and call my sister or my brother, Lord God. And, Lord, I ask you to look over that person, Lord, that home, Lord God, that they believe in you for, Lord. Open up the doors of the credit report, Lord God, that they will allow them to get it, Lord God. Lord, we speak right now, Lord, that you will grant everybody, Lord God, requests or prayers that are going up before you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And, Lord, I give you the glory and I give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Teach us, Lord, and help us not to take you for granted. Amen and amen. Now I will turn it back over to Prophetess Stacy.
Thank you, Prophetess Pate, for that on-time word. I got to back up some of the things that my sister was saying. The main thing that I have to back up that she was saying is that we cannot mix God with the world. We cannot mix God with the world. It vexes my spirit so much to see somebody watching Beyonce shake her butt 1 minute, then the next minute just trying to get in God's face. It don't work like that. Years ago, God delivered me from secular music. He told me one of the first times that I ever heard him clearly in my spirit, he said, get it out, get it out. And I had to clean my room completely. I had so much secular music in my room. I needed somebody else to come in and help me get it all out. He told me to get it out. Why did he tell me to get it out? Because as my sister said, God is a jealous God. He does not want us to have divided attention. And so many of you say that I can't hear from God, Prophetess Stacy. I know you can't. If you watching Beyonce shake her butt, and then get in God's face, is not going to work like that. And I'll be the first to tell anybody, I do not need Beyonce's voice. I do not need Beyonce's voice. But I do need to hear the voice of God to come on here and be able to effectively minister to you all, for Prophetess Pate to be able to come on here and effectively minister to you all. She needs God's voice. She can't spend all day long listening to secular music. I can't spend all day long listening to secular music and expect my spirit to be right with God. And I'm going to leave this scripture with you, and I'm going to leave it alone. Acts 13:2 says, from the NIV, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, that's why many of you can't hear from God. Because you're not worshiping. It says that while they were worshiping and fasting, that's when the Holy Spirit said something. The Holy Spirit said. So if you want God to really get real to you and you really hear from God, you need to pull away from that secular stuff. You need to ask God to give you the strength to leave Beyonce alone, to leave Jay-Z alone, and so many others. You need to ask him to give you the strength, because if he can deliver me in that area, and I was the biggest Prince fan there was anywhere, if he can deliver me, he can deliver you. Because more than anything in this day and age, you need to hear from God. You don't need Beyonce's voice. You need to hear from God. You need to hear from God. That was a powerful word. Thank you so much, Prophetess Pate. Thank you, everybody that was listening on tonight. I truly appreciate it. I truly appreciate it. Moving on, moving on. But I had to get that in. Had to. If there's anybody desiring prayer on the phone line, just press 1 and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. I want you all to do me a favor coming up Friday. Let's see what Friday is. July the 1st, I want you all to be on Faith on the Line with my sister, Prophetess Paige. She will be praying powerful prayers. If you enjoyed her tonight, then you need to be on Faith on the Line with her. It's every Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. You can join her by calling 712-451-0011. The access code is 474723. Again, the number is 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. Again, it's every Friday night, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. Also, I want you to join me back here, and that will be the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July early, everybody. That will be the 4th of July. And the message will be, stop being all talk. Stop being all talk. Nothing is happening in your life because there are no actions behind the words you're speaking, because there's no action behind the words you speak. Beloved, God did not call you to be all talk. He did not call you just so you can be all talk. The message for next week. Also, if anything goes on throughout the weekend, you need prayer or private consultation, you can always call me or text me at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fire@gmail.com. Visit the website, prolificfireministry.com, especially if you're new to the faith and you want to know more about salvation. God gave me 16 benefits of salvation. It's on the website, including scripture, so check that out. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. I'm going to close with a prayer of salvation just in case there's somebody under the sound of my voice that's not saved. Prophetess Paige did an excellent job praying before she got off the air, so I don't have to do that. I'm just going to do the salvation. Father God, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice that is not saved, Lord God, I ask that you touch them, Lord God. Give them clarity of mind, Lord God. Enough clarity of mind that they will be able to receive you in this moment. If you're not saved, repeat after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I come to you as boldly as I know how, asking you to humble me, to deliver me, to set me free, to help me start my life over. I want you to be my God. I want Jesus to be my Savior. I believe in what he did on the cross. I've heard people say that he died for me. Now I want to receive the benefits of his death, burial, and resurrection. Change me, Lord. Save me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. I love you. Have a blessed night, and I will see you next Monday, same time, same place. God bless.